Radio Helsingin kaupungin elämän vieras Navar Bobo. Good day.
Thank you.
You caught the taxi.
Moi.
Moi. Moi. Navar, where are you from? You're from Syria, but where are you nowadays living?
Actually, good morning. Good morning.
Oh, it's a long day already for me. I woke up 5 o'clock in the morning. All you lazy people in the beds, wake up!
Good morning for all. And thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for this, invitation.
Welcome.
You're in Helsinki. This is the second time for me. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from, I'm a Syrian actor and director. So I'm living right now in France from 2017. I left Syria in 2012 after the revolution because I participated with this revolution, of course, against the regime of Bashar al-Assad and the Assad family in general. My wife, French, and we have two kids. My daughter, 20 years. Lune, qui s'appelle Elsa, she's named Lune, and my boy, Mayar, 13. We left Syria in 2012 with the family, my wife and the kids before me. We can say I'm like a star in Syria because I'm actor. Famous actor. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say. Maybe you are as a big comedian as I am here in Finland. No. Sorry about that. But you step into France, and how have you been working there? Is there a lot of people who understand what you're doing? Is the comedy from Syria to France different?
So we left Syria and in 2012 to France, and after that we went to Jordan. Mm-hmm. Jordan, because Vanessa, my wife, she had a post, like, because she's a researcher. Mm-hmm. Also a historical researcher. So she had a post in Jordan, in IFPO, Institute Arabic French, there for 4 years. Mm. So we went together, the family, all the family there in Jordan. We stayed there 4 years, and in these 4 years, of course, I can't work there like an actor, professional actor, because this is the government of Jordanian. Mm.
They don't like comedians. They got a good, not so good sense of humor.
So I worked like a benevol, we say, with the refugees there. So I do it three plays there.
Yep.
The first, it's named Shakespeare in Za'atari. Za'atari, this is the very, very huge camp.
Yeah.
For refugees. I worked with the kids, with the children there. Shakespeare in Za'atari, its name. Shakespeare in Za'atari. Mm. You can, if you want to. My friends, wake up! To search. So after that, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
They kick up me door.
Yeah.
Outside the government, Jordanian government, because
They don't understand art. Hey, we got a regime that doesn't understand art, but that's a different story. But hey, first of all, I got to explain in Finnish that
Equality.
Equality-esitys on Kaisassa. Siis perjantaina ja lauantaina, ja sinne on mahdollisuus voittaa itsellensä liput. Laita viesti studioon, oma nimi ja sähköpostiosoite, ja voit ehkä mennä sinne ystäväsi kanssa katsomaan tätä. Tämä on toista kertaa Suomessa vierailevan Montin taiturin ensimmäistä kertaa Suomessa esitettävä teos, ja tämä on Damaskoksen Al-Kharif theater troupen perustaja.
This is before the revolution.
Yeah, it was in Syria.
I understand you.
Yeah. And now, okay. In Provence, France.
Aix-en-Provence, wait.
Yeah. Okei. Okay. Mutta kulttuurikeskus Kaisan ja Suomi-Syyria ystävyysseuran Suomeen Tuomas Aikalite näytelmässä Nawar vie katsojat tavallisuudesta poikkeavaan seikkailuun, jonka keskiössä on turvapaikkaa hakeva mies. Teos on kunniakonsoitus Michel Serrault.
Sora. Michel Sora.
And tell us a little bit about Sora.
So when we left Jordan in 2017, we come back to France because this is my country right now.
Yeah.
From long time also, but this is my country. I do it two plays. First, in France, I'm talking about France, about my work in France. The first one, its name Maulana. This is like our God, if you want. You know, we can say Maulana. Maulana, Darwish.
Okay.
Spirituel qui they too.
Okay.
Spin.
Yeah, they spin around. Yeah, I've seen dervissit.
Yeah, dervish.
Pyörivät, dervissit pyörivät round and round.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is very far from religion.
Okay.
Because I am athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this play, I already do it. This play here in Helsinki, in Kaisa. Also, in 2019, before COVID and this.
Yeah.
This is against the men, we can say, the men of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Religion, of course, Christians, Muslims, Islam. Because I think the problem of religion, we can say,
it's a good
problem.
Excuse to war.
The men of religion.
Yeah.
Not power. The religion. Yeah. Power, because I'm talking about our countries, huh?
Yeah.
In the Arab world.
Yeah.
The problem of religion, I think, this is the men of religion.
Of course, yeah.
You know?
It's the patriarchal.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Or if you want, we can say even in Russia, for example.
Yeah.
In the all the country of dictatorship in countries dictator dual dictatorie. The dictator.
Yeah.
Like Russia, like Iran, like the Arab world in general.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia, all these countries, I think the problem, the men of religion, it's very very they are very closed to the political. You understand?
Yeah, power together, respects only power. Hand in hand with the politicians.
Exactly.
And then comes money, and then guns and the hierarchy system, and on the bottom.
Exactly.
Where is the comedian in that play? Are you next to the king like it was? Yeah, only the Joker had a choice to say something funny about the king.
Yeah.
Everybody else was cut their head. So
exactly. Yeah. So this is Maulana.
Yeah.
And then the next play, this is Égalité.
yeah.
equality. This play we have to talk together right yeah. now. Of course, actually, my plays in general it's very we can say revolutionary.
Mm. Yeah.
Play revolutionary plays.
Yeah.
All the time there's a subject very we say very sharp.
Yeah.
Very tough.
Yeah.
I like this subject because the theater for me like noir like this we have to in his
yeah you have to wake the audience the wake, in yeah, a, yeah, yeah exactly, give ideas exactly. and you know yeah
so egalité we talk about this is like homage for Michel Seurat the political opinion
yeah
pardon sorry is a prisoner opinion in Lebanon in 1985 in Lebanon they arrested him the Syrian regime
yeah
and Hezbollah
don't like democratic opinions
or the dictatorship they yeah. don't like yeah. so well, they arrested him
dictator on the other side of yeah. the border everywhere exactly, there is a exactly. border some so, say that they're democrats but actually they're behaving like you know
yeah
the dictators
yeah so they arrested him Michel Seurat we are talking about Michel Seurat they arrested him in 1985 and they killed him
yeah
under the torture
yeah
in 1985 86 I think 80, yeah. 85 so this is like a homage for of course Michel Seurat and all the prisoners
yeah
in the around the world actually in Russia in Iran in yeah. In like in Syria in Lebanon in Turkey in around the world this is homage and this is my work I think today to rise
yeah
this is my work I think to rise the voices of these men and women they dead in the prison
and probably comedy has always told the facts about life if we think about Chaplin you know doing his dictator
yeah yeah
he
this
could
is,
do
this is my he, love huh?
yeah it's like this Omar Abu Michel is a biker who is traveling around France what is he finding there in France? Is there something that is common with Syria or, you know, what kind of things can you say that in France and in Syria or Lebanon are the same with people? Is there the power structures if you little bit think about what is happening and you know
in France
yeah
actually this play in French and in Syrian
yeah
in Arab yeah. Arabic Syrian so I'm talking in Arabic and in French
yeah
but don't worry my friends yeah. there's a subtitle of course in English so you can understand everything don't yeah. worry actually I'm talking about this subject it's very complicated and very sensible on dit quoi
sensible. Yeah yeah
it's very sensitive
yeah. there's yeah
hassas sensitive
it's got such emotions yeah, that you yeah. know
and this is two ways if you want parallel
yeah
the history or the story of Michel Seurat
yeah
what he did in Lebanon
yeah
or if you want the story of Michel Seurat and the story of
a refugee.
Omar yeah. Abu Michel is a refugee. Came to France with his bicycle, and he comment dit demande asile طلب لجوء like a refugee.
Yeah,
he and his
yeah
asylum seeker.
Yeah, he and his bike for her bicycle.
Yeah,
you understand?
Yeah.
So this is the two line, the play. I'm talking two line. The story of Michel Seurat and Omar Abu Michel. Omar, the character, the main character. And suddenly we say we are talking about what the relation, if you want, between Omar Abu Michel and Michel Seurat.
Yeah,
we have a kind of relation together because they are friend from long time, you know.
Yeah,
and this is comedy. And the tragedy, between black comedy, if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for coming here, Nawar Bulbul. And this play is going to be played on Friday and on Saturday. And it's 70 minutes, and it's on French and Arabic, and the text subtitles are in English. And I wish you a good play, and thank you for coming here, and
thank you.
Make it good so the people understand what world is all about.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Helsinki.
Merci
beaucoup.
Okay.